Hello, Dr. O'Gorman Surgery.
Hi, this is Dara Quilty calling. I was told to call at this time to get test results.
Sure, no problem. I'll just check if he's available.
Thank you.
Dara, how are you?
Jared, how's things? I'm just calling to get the results. You asked me to call today after 4 o'clock.
No problem at all, Dara. I got the results here.
Thanks.
So, gonorrhea, clear. Syphilis, clear. Chlamydia, clear. HIV, clear. And crabs, clear.
Oh, brilliant.
So, yeah, you're right. You're practicing safe sex, so you're not having sex at all.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Nice one. Is that everything?
No. One more result here, a bit unusual one.
What is it?
You're very bad at radio.
Excuse me?
You're very bad at presenting radio.
I never knew.
Well, the results don't lie.
How long do I have, Doc?
Well, you've got till 7 o'clock this evening.
Come on! Dara Quilty.
Dublin's best music mix. Getting you home.
Corona's The Long Way. Dublin's best music mix. 98 FM.
The Big Ride Home. With Dara Quilty. 98 FM.
7 to 9, Brian is here on the way after 9 with The Fix. After 7 with The Fix. How are you getting on?
I'm good, Dara. Thanks, yeah.
I'm not happy today. Did you read the news about Nicky Byrne?
Jesus. No, what?
No, he's not dead.
Oh. I thought we were having a celebrity Big Brother moment there.
Genie macaroni. No. Nicky Byrne from 2FM. And Westlife. Is representing Ireland in the Eurovision. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian.
You're wrong.
You're an Eurovision expert. Do they not have to do a vote, a public voting thing, a reality television program?
No, that has happened the past couple of years in Ireland because, to try and make it fair, I don't know.
So why do you think they just picked Nicky Byrne?
Because it's Nicky Byrne. He's from Westlife. He, one of the biggest pop acts that Ireland has ever produced.
What do I do outside of radio?
Cut. Well, are we allowed to say? You are a musician.
Yeah. What do I have at home in my house that I've been building for the last number?
Oh, God, am I allowed to say? You have a lovely studio at home there.
How come nobody said, oh, what about that?
Because you're not from Westlife. Okay. You haven't sold about 50 million records.
So how did Nicky Byrne get it?
Westlife, 50 million records.
He's live on the telephone.
He's
Nicky
not.
Byrne is here, everybody.
How are you getting on, lads? I tell you what, Dara, honestly, I'm actually putting the band, the backing singers, everyone together at the moment.
Oh!
And listen, I know you're much more than the backing singer, don't get me wrong.
Sorry,
however,
you're putting them together?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We're privately auditioning.
Did you get them from IKEA?
They're not Lego pieces now. We're just making sure they can nail the job.
I can hold a tune, Nicky.
I believe it. Listen, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, RTE Radio Centre. Are you allowed in there?
Ah, yes, Grant.
So I have a barring.
Nice, Grant. Nicky, let's hear a bit of your song. Congratulations. Nicky Byrne representing Ireland. It's called Sunlight, Nicky Byrne's song. This is the song that could be winning the Eurovision for
Don't
Ireland.
Don't be afraid, it's only dark till the world turns.
Nicky Byrne, congratulations. Great to talk to you. Listen, thanks for coming on 98FM. Nicky Byrne, Sunlight, representing Ireland in the Eurovision. Nicky, if you're driving at the moment, it sounds like you're in a car. Will you leave the station on? Because it's the only way I can play. I actually wrote a song myself for the Eurovision. This is not a joke song. This is not a comedy song. I wrote a song myself. I'm going to be playing it live.
So if I laugh at this, it's a bit of an insult.
Yes.
All right.
I wrote a song. It's called My Sister Had a Furby. And it's the song that I would like to represent Ireland with Eurovision. I'm going to play it in the next 5 to 10 minutes, right? So, Nicky, would you mind just leaving 98FM on in your car?
I love 98FM. I always have loved 98FM. I'll leave it on gladly.
Nicky Byrne, everybody. Man,
best of luck.
The Big Ride Home with Dara Quilty. 98FM.
Zara Larson, Lush Life on Dublin's Best Music Mix, 98FM. This is Dara on the Big Ride Home.
When I was 17.
When I was 17.
When I was 17.
When I was 17.
98FM.
Where we play what was playing when you were 17 years old. We're talking to Cora today. Hi, Cora.
Hi, Dara. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for listening to the show. I know it's not 5 o'clock yet, but you sound like you're in motion, and I know it's really sunny. Did you get out of work early today?
I did. I got out at lunchtime.
How'd you pull that one off?
Oh, well, very persuasive. I know, I was only doing a half day today. I can't lie.
That's
I was only
right.
doing the half day, but what a day to be on a half day.
It is an incredibly good day, and I'm so glad you texted in for when I was 17. 1993, Cora was a 17-year-old girl becoming a woman, isn't that right?
Exactly, sure, it's only a little while ago.
I've got amazing songs picked out. You're a dance music expert. It's the 90s. It's the perfect category. Are you ready to hear what was playing when you were 17 years old?
I am. I'm ready.
Cora, we're going to look for your favourite one. Have a listen to some of these and let me know what you like here. We'll start with this one here. What is
love? Baby, don't hurt me. Oh, God.
Do you remember this one?
Hathaway. Oh, my God. Do I remember it?
Hathaway is absolutely correct.
Fantastic.
What is love?
Fantastic tune.
Yes.
Memories.
I know, it's amazing. Hathaway, what is love? Cora, our second song, you got one out of one so far. Let's see, do you remember this one?
It's Dr. Alban, I think.
It's not, but I know why you're saying it. You're in the right arena. It's
I'm
culture
in the right
beat.
Area.
Culture beat, Mr. Vane is the name of
this
song.
Mr. Vane.
Yes. What a tune, man. Oh,
kick
my
myself
God.
For getting that one wrong.
Did I save the cheesiest to last? 1993, Cora, you were 17 years old, and one of the biggest selling songs, not just in the dance music world, but in the music industry of your year, was this here.
Oh my God, Two Limits, no limits.
Yes, fantastic songs. So let me give you a moment to consider. We had Two Unlimited, No Limit, Culture Beat, Mr. Vane, and Hathaway, What Is Love. All three songs from 1993, all three songs from when you were 17. Cora, this is your moment to inflict your own song choice on the people of Dublin via the medium of 98FM. I'll play one of the songs in full this very instant.
Well, it's a really hard choice because they're all great songs, but given the day that's in it, and everyone has their windows down their car, and they're driving home, and they're pumping the sound, we're going to have to go for Two Unlimited.
I have to go
for that one.
I knew it, Cora. It was wonderful to talk to you. Have a great day, and we'll play that for you right now, okay?
Thanks a million.
This is Dublin's best music mix, 98FM. I'm Dara Quilty on The Big Ride Home.
And this is how I imagine radio sounding like if everything was all of a sudden to go into slow motion like some sort of creepy clown.
What you wanna do, baby? Where you wanna go?
Alan in Chicor says, I'm about to finish work and face plant a pillow. But here's the question, Dara. To beer or not to beer? That is the question. That's from Alan in Chicor. Al, as a broadcaster, as a responsible adult, I think you should sit in tonight and drink water and take a book out, Al. Al, take a book out from the local library and get lost in your imagination this evening. Thank you for your text message. Hey, Anya.
Yeah.
It's Dara from 98FM. I got your text message.
Hi.
You wanted to say a special hello to somebody.
I do.
Who is it?
It's Laura Nolan.
Why did you want to say a special hello to Laura Nolan?
Because today is her last day at work.
Oh.
And she's leaving us to start a new job on Monday.
Oh, no, she didn't even get any time off.
I know.
Oh, well, what's the name of the company?
The EE Group.
Laura Nolan, the EE Group. Did she get fired or did she quit?
She quit.
Are you sure she didn't get fired?
I'm positive.
Have you checked the stationery drawers?
No, but she does love stationery.
Laura, that's good. Well, hello to Laura. Anya, you're very good for having 98FM on there. And the song you wanted for Laura?
Oh, anything by Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Michael Jackson?
No, Taylor Swift.
Michael Jackson, Beat It.
No, thank you.
Michael Jackson.
No.
But you want me to play Michael Jackson?
Not really. We prefer Taylor Swift.
This is 98FM. You're very welcome. If you've just turned on 98FM on the internet, the reason I say that is because people are tweeting. People are excited. I can see this listener stats online, Brian, have shot up because I'm going to debut my Eurovision song. Brian Morris here as well. He's on the way after seven with The Fix.
I'm excited to hear this. You've been talking about it now all day. You got to hear my Eurovision song. I should have been picked over Nicky.
I'll tell you why. Because I wrote it. I performed it. I played guitar and the piano and...
You're basically like Prince.
I'm basically Prince. It's not a Eurovision comedy song. It's a serious song. But so what I did was I didn't write lyrics. I just free-flowed into the mic.
Oh, you freestyled.
Yeah, kind of. Like I edited anything I needed to edit.
You're like Eminem from 8 Mile.
But I made a list of what I wanted for the Eurovision. If you've not heard, Nicky Byrne representing Ireland in the Eurovision with this. Standing out in the sun.
That's a lot better than I think he's going to get credit for.
See, when I heard that song, I thought, wow, it's modern, isn't it? So I said, the first thing on my list that I made for the Eurovision, what I think you need is a good pop song. So I have that down. Then I also have down soft singing on my list as well. Something like kind of soft and nice for a pop song. I have good hook, which is something that's really catchy.
Yeah.
Like Nicky Byrne at it. You know. So I have that on my list.
Right.
And I also have the word Irish on it. Because I was thinking back. My favourite Eurovision song of all time. The best one.
I remember 62. I was 16 and so were you.
You know this.
And we live next door.
This is Rock and Roll Kids.
Absolutely.
Those songs on the radio.
It's Irish mentioned.
No, it's not. It just sounds Irish.
I was yours and you were mine.
Because you could hear it in the pub in the corner.
Now we never seem to. So that was 94 Janie Macaroni and Cheese Sandwiches. So that's what I had on my list, Irish. So I put down brackets the script because they're very successful in Irish. So that's what I have.
Sorry, Jedward.
And then I have my secret ingredient. There's a secret ingredient, Brian, to success.
Dara's special sauce.
No, that's actually nothing to do with me. It's in the middle of the song. The secret ingredient
to success.
It's a
saxophone solo. I can feel it coming.
No, you're actually wrong.
Come on, get into it.
So here it is, my song for the Eurovision. It's called My Sister Had a Furby. What about this? Sounds like the script, doesn't it?
Doesn't sound shite so far.
Here we go.
Remember how it was when we were young? We would stay out, play outside all day long. It was so fun.
Song singing.
Ooh, in the sun. You had pogs and I had Tamagotchi.
Pogs. Nostalgia.
Premier League stickers and a watch. Velcro wallet, and on the side it said Polly Pocket. I suppose I was a little lady.
Just trying to rhyme stuff there.
I had a big collection of Beanie Babies.
Here we go.
A special sauce.
Secret ingredient to success.
Make no mistake, I am cocky in prediction. I am confident in preparation. preparation.
Oh, God.
But I am always humble in victory.
Conor McGregor!
I just realised that if you say it to yourself and you look yourself in the eye and look yourself in the mirror and truly, truly believe that not a man alive can beat you, then that is the way it is. I'm climbing the money tree like a chimpanzee. Be like a chimpanzee.
Well, you know what, Dara? I think you undersold it. That is a smash. That is not a Eurovision song. That is a smash.
I spent 2 hours making that today.
Is that all? That is impressive. And you know what? I could see Conor McGregor in Sweden at the Eurovision.
Presenting that is a key to success, it's McGregor.
So, Furby and Kirby.
My sister had a Furby. If you want to hear it again, get requesting 0877 98 98 98. Brian Maher will play it next again.
The Big Ride Home with Dara Quilty.
The Fix is coming up.
98 FM.
The Hot Mix on 98 FM.
Club. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's after 5 on a Friday. Usually I do my happy day song like this. And I got a WhatsApp message from 6-year-old Sinead, who is, her favourite part of the day, apparently, is hearing the Happy Days music after 5 o'clock on 98 FM. So she sent in a little snippet of her singing it. So today, 6-year-old Sinead, we dedicate the Happy Days song to you.
Well, Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes.
Cycle humps, ready to race to you.
It's Friday.
These days are
ours.
Let's go. 98FM's Big Ride Home with Dara Quilty. This is 4-5-6.
At 4, 5, and 6 o'clock, I give you a specific amount of money. You add the three of them up, and when I call you, if you have the right total amount, that is your cash prize. Every single day on 98FM at 4, at 5, and at 6. Hence its name, 98FM's 4-5-6. You can't go wrong with that one. Anyone who's ever texted in 4-5-6 with your name, 0877 98 98 98, you are in our system and you could be getting one of these phone calls at any time. That's why we do encourage you to listen to 98FM. At 4, at 5, and at 6.
Hello?
Brona.
Yes.
Why did I say your name like that? Brona! It's Dara from 98FM calling. It is a 4-5-6 call. How are you today?
Oh, good, thank you.
Now, it seems to me...
You lived your life like a candle in the wind.
You text in today for 98FM's 4-5-6, which leads me to believe that you have the right total amount and that I get to give you cash right now.
I hope so. I think I might have missed the last one, but was the last one 67?
You mean just there a couple of minutes ago?
Yeah, just there.
I can't answer that question for you. You need to tell me today's total amount and I'll tell you whether you're right or wrong.
Okay, I have it written down.
Go for it.
Is it 300 euro?
I suppose the real question was, did I just say 67 or did you add it up wrong? Let's have a look. 4 o'clock I said 101.
Yeah.
5 o'clock I said 132. At 6 o'clock, Brona, I said 67. It is 300 euro! You are a winner!
Delighted.
300 euro is yours, Brona, for playing 98FM's 4-5-6. How do you feel about that one?
Absolutely delighted. I love 98FM.
98FM's 4-5-6 on the Big Ride Home with Dara Quilty.
98FM.com.